Tiene chulam chini nipote nipota ni chigni dam susu vai mai te la la
java tanu me va ta chelo yera
java ko sa sa
ta jeran so chu dan chini nambar ge va de tene hira ka che ko re
sa bo zo zo mo So for all of us, the phenomena in their pure being is very important, so we should memorize the root text. Because the root text is in verse form, it's very easy to memorize it. To be able to memorize the commentary or to fix it in one's mind is very difficult, so one should read the commentary again and again. Because this is a presentation of the way in which phenomena represent the way in which samsara becomes deluded, or the way in which the delusion of samsara comes about, and also because it presents the way in which one attains the pure being, which is that nirvana, which is liberated from the delusion, this is an extremely important text. So it is very crucial that each person understands how the way, the mode of appearance, the way things appear, is relevant in his own situation, and also the fundamental mode of being, how they actually are. How that relates to one's own, to oneself, because what the mode of appearance or the way things appear is associated with delusion, which is the samsara cycle, and the pure being is, and that is the way things appear. So the way things appear is delusion and is samsara, and. Their fundamental mode of being is that which is free of delusion and is the nature de chini dang
nyamde
to na nyamde. So the way things are in actuality, in their fundamental being, is their pure being, and to realize that is to attain nirvana.
Tene tiran thola dunga nyumong da dongan dobe. Nyumong da dongan do na nyumong da dongan de chu da chini kares na chu le kor chuba chuba dongan da nyumong de chuba sen de deka de chu da chini ni de de se be chu kor wa de nyumong da dongan je ne lo chuba da thara rang yin ye wo sa wa chuba da thara de
So then Rinpoche asks us, do we have disturbing emotions and suffering? And he said, if we have disturbing emotions and suffering, then one has to relate this to phenomena and their pure being. Phenomena in this case would be the deluded aspect, the way this deluded appearance of suffering and disturbing emotions. This is the disturbed or the deluded state of mind, and the pure being of that That is to say, that pure being which is free of delusion and is naturally clear light is what has to be realized, and through realizing it, one attains nirvana. These present concepts, which Rinpoche described as being the outward turned concepts, are phenomena. They are the deluded mind. They are the phenomena constituting the samsara cycle. And they are pure being, which is the clear light, empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver, is the natural nirvana. And in understanding that, one attains nirvana. This has also been taught by Milarepa in a verse where he says, the view is original wisdom which is empty. And what does that mean? The view is original wisdom which is empty. It means that this the pure being of phenomena which is empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver, that nature of the mind, the clear light, which is the original wisdom free of mental elaboration, is that constitutes the ultimate view.
Jadi kini nanti dia boleh nama daripada tawa yang kami bayang aku tu.
And through understanding this text distinguishing the phenomenon of pure being well, one will also understand Milarepa's the view as presented by Milarepa.
Okay. Yeah.